I have the ceiling fan in my house that is so disobedient. I could hit the button to speed it up and slow it down. It always listens, but when I want the lights to dim, I'm gonna have a romantic evening with my wife, and I want the lights to dim, I can hold it, nothing happens. I can Morse code it, nothing happens. It just mocks me. And then I'll put it in the basket, and when I do that, the lights will shut off. I don't know if you know this, but life is a lot easier when you can control outcomes. I like that the car starts when I want it to. I like that doors open when I turn the knob. I like that my dog listens usually when I tell him to do something. But you know what the best part is? Like truly the best is that every single one of my friends believes exactly the way I do politically. We can have a conversation and there's never a disagreement because I can control what they're gonna say and believe and think. Now, if you eat something wrong and that doesn't disagree with, do you really think it's true that you can control your friends? The answer obviously is no. So how do we handle this? Like, what do you do in that situation when you can't do this? Well, there's a couple things that we need to know. The only thing that changes hearts is prayer. And when it comes to morality and what the Bible says, prayer, the Holy Spirit working through God's word in an open dialogue. How many of those things can you control? You can pray. And you can control yourself. Whenever it comes to politics, I like to think about David's Psalm. This is Psalm 24, and I think of this one because it puts me in a mind of humility, that the things that I have from God have come from God. This is Psalm 24. He says, "The one who has clean hands and a pure heart," and what he is doing is he's describing the one who gets to enter God's presence, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. Of course, why do you get to enter God's presence? Not because you're so awesome, not because you're so great. It's only because that Christ has died and given you that. So what is our takeaway on this? It's simply this. If you're gonna change someone's mind, do you think it's really gonna work with email forwards? Do you think it's really gonna work with Facebook reposts? Do you think it's gonna work with flippant comments at cocktail parties? Or do you think it's gonna work with a humble heart, with an open dialogue, and let the Holy Spirit work? I'm going with prayer and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, there's some things in politics that really don't matter. There are some things that really do matter, and it's hard on our hearts, and it's difficult. We want to change people's minds. We know that it's not going to work because it doesn't change our mind. Help us to have a humble heart that approaches each conversation as an opportunity to let your truth shine, and do that in a humble way. And we pray that the Holy Spirit works on hearts so that people can understand what is best for your perspective, not just ours. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Oh, hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Did you know there's a brand new way to get connected to God's Word and get that daily dose of encouragement that so many of us are looking for? It's the all new Your Time of Grace app. Did you know that you can now search by pastor, by topic, by series, or just browse the hundreds of videos that we have here to encourage you in your walk with God? Just click on the link to get the app. Hey, what did you do?